This is sumac, which a lot of people recognize once it gets in later in the summer and early fall. On top of these branches here, I'll get a big cluster of red berries. And those berries, actually, there's some medicinal properties to those, but they also make a really good pink lemonade. And you just take the berries and soak them in water for a little bit, and the water will turn pink, and it'll look like lemonade. This one is poison hemlock. It is the plant that Socrates was executed with. It'd take quite a bit of that to actually kill a person, but if children were to chew on that, it could make them sick. It's not native, but it is naturalized. It grows everywhere. It's invasive too, so it will take over a field if it's left unmown.
So what we've examined thus far, how sustaining could that be?
In order to feed folks.
I guess what I'm saying is, if somebody knew what they were doing, they wandered out here, they could live on this for how long?
I don't really know, but you could, with the plants we have just on our little 15 acres here, a person could probably sustain themselves for quite a long time. A lot of these plants are fast-growing. They almost take over when they get started, so we've got a good variety here, and a person who studied this and knew what they could eat could go all summer, spring, summer, and fall along, probably without really having to supplement their diet if they really wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm. Can't do that, yeah.
Now, with our taste buds are kind of attuned to a certain diet,
mm-hmm.
So a lot of these foods will wouldn't be palatable for some folks, but they're perfectly fine for you and could. You could do quite well on them.
So I ask you about, sustain yourself as far as, minerals, vitamins, nutrients. Is it pretty nutrient?
Most of them, yeah. Most of the wild plants you find here on the park or even in your own yard, they're packed with vitamins, much more so than a lot of the domesticated vegetables and plants that we buy in the store. There's something about native plants. They really soak up nutrients in the soil. And they're actually quite good for you, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Also interesting on the medicinal side, if you get into something like the poison ivy or stinging nettle, there's usually growing very close to it this plant, which is called jewelweed. It's a succulent. It likes to grow around water. If you get a rash or even a bug bite, you can take this plant and just mash it up. Get it good and soggy, and you can put that on either your rash or a bug bite, and if you just hold it there for about 15 minutes, it actually will draw out that soreness and the redness and the itchiness. So where nature puts one irritant, it will put a cure. So
there you go.
And if you hear the old folks talk about a poultice, that's what you're doing. You're making a poultice out of the jewelweed.